Blog Talk Radio.
Well, you're sitting there doing this.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, hey, here we are. Yes, it is, in fact, TGIF Friday. Jim is checking comms right now to make sure that the line will be nice and clear for you all to call in. And those of you who are joining us on Facebook, so glad to have you here with us. You are watching us live stream, and we like that. Those of you who are listening via Blog Talk Radio, glad to have you with us. You come from places all around the world. We like that. So with all of that said to you, I'm going to jump in here and explain, because for those who are brand new, that we are using ordinary playing cards here for the readings that we're giving. All right. And so it's important to note, this is not tarot. This is not oracle cards. And this is definitely not any of the other systems that are out there. This is pure, 100% personal prophecy. Now, I also want to explain that I will be using a full 24-card layout for your calls and readings. Bear in mind, it'll take me a minute or so to get those cards laid out. I prefer to use a whole layout. It gives me a chance to really get a good look at you, where you are in your life, what's kind of going on. All right, the flavor of it, you could say. So with that all said, I think it's time now that we turn to Mr. Magnificent himself, Jim Bobagin.
Hey, I want to welcome everybody to the show. Really good show, really good show. This show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. That's our opening disclaimer, our legally thing there. Also, if you're an international or an international Facebook Live viewer, let us know and we'll give you an international shout out live on the show, like we're going to do right now to Laura from Canada.
Yay, Laura.
Good boy. All right. Also, show call in primarily or Skype in, but that would be to a number. That number is 515-602-9676. Like I said, you can Skype in. You don't have to pick up the old phone. We get Skypers. Yes, we do. When you call in, you will hear the automated recording thing. I'll tell you, listen to the show while you wait. And if you hear the show, you're good. Exactly as it's supposed to do. Yep, big yawn.
Did I make you do that?
I didn't know you yawned.
Oh,
I didn't catch it, so it wasn't you then. No, so anyway, yes, if you hear the show, it's cool. If you don't hear the show and you think you're on hold, I would call back, because it's not right. You will hear the show if everything's working good. And we have listeners and viewers and stuff, so I think everything electronically is working good. When we go live to you, we'll know. You'll know. And when we take you live, please do the following if you legally and safely can. Kill the speakerphone, kill any Bluetooth connect. Not like Bluetooth device, your phone to speaker, but if you're using one of those little earpiece things, don't do that. It doesn't work either real well for us. Just shut down all those background noises and quit multitasking, doing multiple things. That's a good thing to do. Why just sit there? You might as well do stuff. But we ask you to do these things because your call will go through the normal cell phone tower world, but then it goes to the Blog Talk website, through the internet to our computers, and then out our computer speakers. So the degradation of sound quality, it's not consistent. Sometimes it's a little, sometimes it's a lot. So the better you can make it on your end, the better it'll be for all of us. In addition to the phone calls, we will be opening up the floor occasionally for Facebook folks or anybody else that just cannot call in. And this, international is the biggest reason, but some people just can't call their cell phone diet or whatever, but they have a computer.
So you can do it through...
So I was getting to that.
Yeah.
So what we can do is when we open the floor is you can do an audio or video call to Deborah Lee through Messenger, Facebook Messenger. But, of course, you have to be friends with her. And secondly, you can only do that when we actually officially tell you to do so because there's no cool automated hold system here. So if you call, we're not ready, you got to hang up. We don't want to do that. You don't want it. We don't want it. Nobody wants it.
The heck?
Get ready for the 4th of July.
Yeah!
By the way, tonight is Friday, so it's a Rebel card reading. So when you hear the Rebel yell, that means your free reading of Deborah has concluded. We've got to move on. Can't last forever. And that signifies that I will give you a one-card Rebel card reading. It's always Rebel card Friday. So I don't read all the cards because I don't think some people would cry at some of the messages on here.
Yeah, they're really in your face. Some of them are just plain.
Your nose with a rubber hose, not a childish or anything like that.
No, some of them are just really nasty. Very offensive.
Nasty voice. So when you hear the Rebel yell,
yeah,
similar to other shows when we play the harp, please don't fire more questions off. That ship has sailed. It is time to move on. Right, I think, speaking of calls, I think we shall go to first caller is 520 out in Arizona, 520. Welcome to the show.
That would be our correspondent coming to us from Arizona. That is our very own Lisa.
Oh, how...
Hello there.
You know, I feel always so, you're my point in sanity a lot of times. I just feel so good about checking in with you. I have a problem that's developing inside of me.
Okay.
My neighbor, who I've talked about, the gay guy,
right.
He's always there for me emotionally. He's always telling me, I'm there for you. You know, we're planning on maybe going to the ocean together. And this morning, you know, I was talking about something. And then he was telling me, you know, I'm there for you. I think I'm starting to fall in, I don't know, not love, but I'm liking him. I'm, in fact, what do you call it? Smitten by him, I think.
Smitten.
And I think I was trying to explain it to a girlfriend. I said, I don't know what the problem with me is because I know he's gay. He talks about being gay. He doesn't talk about it. He'll just mention it. So I don't forget that he's gay. But he gets real close to me sometimes and he calls me baby. And I know he's not coming on to me. I know it. I know it's in my head. You know, maybe it's because of this emotional place I'm in. I just lost my significant other not too long ago. And he's just so nice to talk with. And that's what he said just now. We're going to spend Christmas together. We're going to spend it with the other neighbor if his son doesn't come through for him. We're a bunch of stray dogs. Going to spend it together. My friend Judy... she's spending it on her own, so we're just all going to go over to her house. But he told me, he said, we're cut from the same cloth. We've been through the same kind of stuff. I mean, we have a lot in common, but I don't know. Can you ask the cards?
Or
is it just me? Is it just me, and I just really need to be careful of myself? I'm not going to hit on him. I would never do that because that would ruin our friendship. But is he feeling some vibes, or is it just me?
It's a good question. I think it's a very valid question.
Yeah, it is a very valid question, and it is confusing because of the situation, obviously. And, you know, maybe there's an in-between thing there. You know, it doesn't always have to be love and like. Maybe there's an in-between thing. Oh, yeah, like loving the best friend. It could be that type of thing, right? Not necessarily.
Yeah, it could be all of that. And
not a physical attraction.
Well, I don't know. It's more of a heart.
Right.
You know, we both talk about, you won't mention how we're both very sensitive. And I don't know. I just, when he's gone from our place, you know, we share a duplex and I miss him so much. And then, but I'm out busy doing my own thing, you know, and I'm just thinking, what's wrong with me? What is wrong with me? So I'm not going to hit on him. I'm not going to do that. But is it just me, or is he feeling something, or is it just me and I need to just really policewoman myself, you know, and not.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. Well, what do you got, Deb?
First of all, what I feel is happening here is you're at an extremely vulnerable point in your life.
She threw that out there.
Yeah.
She did.
And he's giving you all the kinds of support and comfort.
Just let it go, Deb.
Support and comfort and reassurance and all these things. He makes you feel good. And, yes, I think he's feeling it too, but I don't see him saying anything about it. You know, I think if anything, it's making him pause to wonder, okay, if he might be more bisexual than gay. So,
my
yeah.
girlfriend said she wondered. But you know what? I would never do that with him because it would change the planet between us.
Nope.
And I don't want that. Whatever we have right now is what I want. It's very precious. See, when my significant other passed, we had a bumpy patch before he passed. And like a couple of years prior, and I made a big mistake. I went to bed with the handyman, which was wrong. And that got confusing. That was very confusing and very messy.
Well, at least it wasn't the ice cream man. I'm the ice cream man. Guaranteed to keep you satisfied, little David Lee Roth.
No, there. I think that's fantastic. I really do. Because clearly you needed something. And the handyman.
I guess he was pretty handy.
I can't stop thinking about that song from years ago about your handyman.
Yep. Baby.
Wow.
God, who was that?
It became very messy between us, and I don't ever want to go to that planet again. And what my neighbor and I have, so it's not just me, right? Because he does say, like today, you know, we were talking about Christmas, and he said, you know, we're cut from the same cloth. And then he mentioned, you know, as a gay man, he said all day, all my life I've been gay. And I thought, God, I wonder if he's feeling this between us. You know, what's going on here?
Yeah,
or is it just
careful
me?
Because if you both drink too much between now and the first of the year.
I got it.
What you get? Oh.
It was James Taylor.
James Taylor's the one who sang that song.
Well, I figured it was him. Yeah, back in the 70s.
Billions and billions.
Billions and billions of years ago.
Well, he doesn't
yeah.
drink and I don't drink. We don't drink.
Well, that's there. That's good.
And I'm not going to do that. I would never. I've already had a messy thing happen a couple of years ago. It was very messy. Oh, God, it was so messy. I'll never do that again. I knew, no, I didn't know it was wrong to go into it, but anyway, I did. But no, I would never mess this up. I love our friendship, but I'm feeling very, I don't know. So like you said, I'll get beyond this, right? It'll go beyond.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, somebody else will come along and fill that void for you.
Okay.
Did you ever confess to your significant other, or did you keep
God,
it?
No. Wait a minute. He might have known, but I don't think he. I didn't tell him the name or anything, but the handyman and I got feelings for each other, and that was not expected. We were supposed to be just having fun, and then. I was a mess. I was really a mess. I didn't want him. I didn't want to be with him. I didn't want, but I was an emotional, I'm a very emotional person.
Okay, we've got a nice comment from a guy.
Everybody knows that.
Well, I want to put his comment out.
in case you want to know, zebras are black and white too. All right, go ahead, Deb.
I couldn't read it. our Bill Clinton guy, John...
Mike, yes, from the UK. International shout out.
Yes. Hello, baby. Gay men are most charming to women. Oh, wait. I'm reading it wrong. Are most often... I can't read.
It's the obvious thing. Gay men like women because they're kind of the same. They're like buddies. They're not in it for the sex. They're in it because of the...
A lot of them want to be us.
They feel a kinship. That's all.
They want to dress us and do our hair and, you know.
They just feel like you guys are on the same wavelength. That's all.
And Mike is kind of out there in the mainstream in terms of his career that I think he's probably met people from all kinds, you know, walks of life. So, but I do feel this man is feeling a certain sense of attraction to you. His is a little more physical in nature. And I've never seen your pictures, Lisa. I just have this feeling you are stunningly beautiful. And he feels it, but he doesn't, like you, he doesn't want to disturb the order of the universe.
No, we won't. We won't go there, he and I. And he's very protective. As I am with him, you know, with anyone that I like a lot. You know, I told him about that dude that I had asked you to read on, the one that came on really strong, and now I'm like, oh, my God, that's so scary. And he's you know, so he's there, you know, he's just easy to talk to. And I like what Mike from the UK says, yet I just remind myself of that. This is a very delicate flower, this relationship, and I'm not going to stampede all over it and bruise it by doing anything. I have the boundaries set.
Now, one thing, Lisa, there's some mystery attached here, and it makes me wonder if this man has ever had sex with a woman, ever. And if he never has, that may be attracting him to you to see what it might be like. Maybe you're the first one who he's even... you know, thought about that.
How old is he?
Yeah, how old is he?
We're both in the same age group. We're all in the same age group, all of us.
It's not the first woman that
I don't know. Sometimes there's a word for that, too.
I always thought typically that was always something that happened at the age of curiosity, when teenagers are curious about everything.
No, he... You know, he's very sensitive. I've told him that. You're very sensitive, and so am I. We both recognize. And he did say that again today. He says, we're both cut from the same cloth. We've had, you know, so it is what it is. You know, it's like I always said to myself, and I've done this in the past and paid heavily for it before I got involved with my significant other, it's not good for me to be with anyone romantically that is like I am, you know, because it just, it's like an explosion, and it's so wrong, you know, emotional and blah blah blah. So I mean, I would never do that with him. I'm talking to you right now and I'm getting my head straight. I think that's what I was thinking, and I think this was an SOS call to you.
That's great, and I'm glad, you know, we're very open here. We don't make judgments. That's the first thing I teach when I teach this method is we will make no judgments about other people and the lives they're living. But I'll tell you what, I would put all my money on the fact that he's starting to have physical attraction feelings for you. Okay. He may not understand them, but I'm going to say, and I don't even know what the word, there's a term for it, but we need someone gay to tell us here. It's when you it's when you want to experience, when you're gay, a gay man, and you want to experience a vagina, okay, that they want to find.
You know,
a
while back, good girlfriend of mine said she used to hang out with a gay man. They just would go walking, hiking, and they were on his truck one night drinking and looking at the stars, and he kept hitting on her, and she was so shocked. It came out of the blue, and she said no. Not because anything was wrong with him, but it was because she wasn't even expecting it. You know, she wasn't looking at the relationship at all like that. And, you know, he's just like a brother.
Yeah, and if you're drinking, hanging out in the back of a truck, that's probably not going anywhere.
And you know what?
That's probably going to only go one way, and it's going to be for one night.
Many, many years ago, I dated a bisexual guy, and I really got the feeling that he preferred men. I mean, he didn't fling between me and some guy. He would go a man for a while in a relationship, and then he met me, and we went, and you, what's that? Oh.
You know what that is.
Guys. Oh.
we can't say that.
Yes, do people know who Andrew Dice Clay is? Do you remember him?
Yeah.
He wore a leather jacket.
From the 90s.
He was all cool.
Early to mid-90s, yeah.
He used to say, I'm going to clean it up a little. He'd say,
He would say, there is no such thing as bisexual.
Either you
suck dick or you do not suck dick. There is no in-between. That was the Dice Man.
No. It's like being strictly dickly, you know. If two people of the opposite sex are strictly dickly, there's, I don't know, what,
I think the Dice Man was saying, if you, not even maybe just once, if you casually want to pop a sausage in your mouth, then you're not a heterosexual. You actually like the sausage.
Maybe you're just a little kinky.
Well, I don't know. We just threw that out there from the 90s. That was the 90s.
Yeah.
You know, that guy, I don't even know if he's even alive anymore.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think that the two of you are so close that somebody may trip over the line a little bit.
Well, just mind your P's and Q's.
Oh, my God.
Remember, men are avid masturbators, and they will think about you. Even if you're unavailable or unattainable, they will think about you as they are playing with their toy.
You're not even reading the cards on this.
No, I'm sharing my...
But you just said men in general.
I don't know.
That doesn't mean this neighbor guy is going to go out and buy a jar of Vaseline right now, Deb.
What does he need Vaseline for?
Because you just implied that he's going to go masturbate now.
I don't think they use... They use lotion.
Whatever other lubricant he can stand. You just implied that he is going to do this. You just said that. That's all I'm saying. Without looking at the cards.
And we
love doctor. I love it.
Yeah, we've toyed with the idea of doing a psychic love doctor after dark. Because I have no boundaries whatsoever. They don't use Vaseline for anal sex either.
Who's they?
The game folk.
You keep saying they all the time, and then you switching subjects, and it's still they. You know, come on, Deb.
We should ask our EMT or paramedic here.
What is he, an anal sex expert?
No, he probably don't.
I'm just saying.
They have to attend all kinds of training.
Okay, do they have a name? Do they have a name for that?
What?
Like, I'm an expert on anal sex. Does that person get? I'm an analologist or something. Does that person have a name? I'm just saying.
Oh my God! You love.
Oh gosh!
She always inspires. Lisa inspires great, colorful conversations on our show. She does.
My mind goes to the edge, and maybe. Occasionally, I've played in the edge. I don't know. Who knows?
Hey, when you there's a certain point in your life where everybody has.
Has what?
Gone to the edge too many times on different things. So you already know about certain subjects. You know, it's called living. The school of life is a fun school.
But I've never been with anyone that is of this persuasion who is, he's different. He's so different. And I just... I have to get my mind right, though, on this.
I think,
I'm not going to trip over the line. I'm not.
I think you're wise not to do that.
I think you can have fantasies. There's nothing wrong with that.
But I think you're wise.
I'm not even going to go there with that on him because...
if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
No.
If you got something perfect, why screw it up?
Well, I had lesbian tendencies until I had a female roommate. When we would go out and drink together, she'd get really funny.
That doesn't mean you have tendencies.
But it started to make me think.
Because she wants to go lickety-split doesn't mean that you have the tendencies.
I started to feel something for her that way. And I didn't
You know, there's nothing wrong with anything as long as nobody steps on my toes. That's my bottom line.
As long as nobody gets hurt.
Yes.
The bottom line, that's the big picture. As long as nobody gets hurt, you know, it is what it is, right?
Exactly. Right.
Oh,
I
man.
Agree.
That's a tall order to say not to get hurt.
It is a very
Lisa, you are smitten. There's no doubt about it in your cards. And as long as the two of you keep level heads, I don't see anything happening. But do be aware that if he starts to seem curious, like if he wants to start asking things like about female orgasm and, you know, toys, it's showing his curiosity about your hoo-ha, you know.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't mind playing doctor. I just don't want to get hurt, and I don't want to change the relationship at all. I don't even want to go there. I mean, sometimes I've worked on taming myself, really, because, man, to get hurt, I walk into these situations in the past, and I think, oh, I can do this, and then I get hurt. Oh, my God. Even though I might be the one leaving the relationship, I still get hurt.
You and I are very similar that way. And it's very hard to have a really solid boundary. But playing doctor, I think that sounds fun. You could come in and say, hello there, Lisa. What hurts? What's bothering you? And then he could hold an exam. You know,
that's not really playing doctor.
What is doctor? It's somebody's the doctor and somebody's the patient.
And what happens, though, when you're adult? It's not playing anything. Basically, you just skip the doctor and say, well, later when you bang, because that's all that's all about, you know. It's like doing a little dance.
God.
You're both really going to end up doing the horizontal shuffle, all right? So no matter how you get there, you know.
Oh God, I needed you today, Lisa, for this. I did.
I've met so many
horny people today. And when I went to my hairdresser, the shop was full of horn dogs, males, females. I mean, that's all they wanted to talk about was getting laid.
Oh, God.
You know, you could go, if you ever want to see the elevation that there is in sex toys, and I'm serious, go on some of these better porn sites.
Oh, you mean... The internet.
Yeah, on the internet.
Shocking. The internet has shocking things.
Well, they have ads, and they're showing these things that are practically the real thing. If you want to look at it, I mean, I don't know a man that could keep up with this one thing. It's got like two parts, and, you know, it does the wiggle, and it does the this. And it's just unbelievable.
that machine will never have to pay child support.
Well, there it is.
Yeah.
Oh, Lisa, this has been so much fun.
Yeah!
Let us say goodbye, but on the note of a single rebel
Here's
card.
A rebel
for you.
Card.
It says you are the shit. Don't forget it.
Yes, you are.
You are the shit. Do not forget it. Do not ever undersell yourself or undervalue yourself.
And one thing I would say about this gay fellow
is that
he is awakening you to your, you know, your female juices and things. I mean, he's just waking you
up.
Well,
you know what? Yeah. I mean, he's so very, God, he is so incredibly nice. I don't know why someone hasn't snapped him up as far as someone's missing a beat as far as...
Does he have a lover? Does he have a
Well,
boyfriend?
I don't ask him. You know, I don't go there with him on that, but he did say he's new to the area himself, and he did say, and where he came from, I think, well, he was there most of his life, all of his life, and so he did say he was involved with somebody, and, and it was for a number of years, and they broke it off, and...
What?
You got a heterosexual female, a heterosexual female, and a heterosexual male. Who are we to say that he's a true catch for another homosexual male?
Oh.
In our minds, we would be, but we are not that person. Maybe he's got some other things that maybe it's not appealing to another gay guy. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Well, that's true.
Just throw that out there. We don't know.
And from what I know of their culture.
Maybe he's too nice.
They are very insecure people.
Yeah.
They have trouble with fidelity. You know, I've had gay clients for a very long time. Men that come to me, they're madly in love with some guy, but they're out banging some others.
Maybe he's too nice and other guys take advantage of him, so he's afraid to play again.
No, he said that. He has said that to me, that he has been taken advantage of.
I believe I have. Nice guys finish last, they say.
Yeah.
You know, they do, yeah.
Yeah. And with lesbians, they're bold. I don't know what it was, but over the years, Jim will tell you, we've been out in clubs, and lesbians will seek me out.
I never noticed that you come up and tell me.
Your dad did. He said,
well, but I never have. That's all I'm saying.
The world's parade passes you by, Jim, and you're just looking at clouds. Or
you know,
or are you imagining half the stuff?
She followed me to the
restroom.
You gotta go.
This is what I think for myself. It's hard enough to figure out sexual relationship. I'm not going to go into another world or arena.
I
can't
even
figure out the heterosexual relationship. I have bad enough record on that. So.
I agree with that totally. It's hard enough, trying to solve one puzzle instead of two.
But you are fascinating. I just love talking to you. Of course, I love talking to all kinds.
I feel the same about you guys. Now, I told my neighbor, I said, I got to warn you about where we're going for Christmas dinner because she's very, very religious. And he says, oh, I get along with everyone. Well, I can see how he would. But I just hope our Christmas dinner is okay. Well, I'll defend him to the max. I'll take out the little toothpick and I'll say, on guard, Judy, you can't attack him.
Does she know that? Does she know that he's a homosexual?
No, and I'm not going to tell her. I figure, you know, I have already warned him. I've already said, look, you know, she's very fundamentalist. She has had a past, but you know, I'll just wait. And if anything happens, you know, I'll protect him.
I don't think
I don't
she has the need to know.
No, nobody has the need to know. Nobody has the need.
It's
nobody like that.
It's his story. It's his story. You know, whatever he wants to do.
Yep, exactly.
And you said he's a manly man. He's not effeminate, you know, right?
Yeah, but hey, she's got a homeless person living in her driveway for 2 years, and he's a former heroin addict. And I told my neighbor, I said, I don't think he's as clean as she thinks he is. And so, you know, we're all kind of misfits. And so my neighbor is like, oh, I'm into it, you know.
Has a homeless person living in their driveway.
The religious lady.
Let's back this shit up.
Yeah,
what?
The religious lady that they're going to her house for Christmas dinner, she has had a homeless man in her driveway who is a heroin addict too. Living
a former. He's supposed to be former.
Former.
Well, because she believes in living the Christian life, and somehow he needed a place. And so anyway,
an addict, but they're sober, or what do they call it? But they still always have, you know.
Well, I've never liked him. I don't think he's a man of principle, and that's okay. But you know what? Me, my neighbor, we're not the royal crowd. We're not where we expect, you know, our tea to be served in teacups and our pinkies up in the air. That's not who we are. So we don't care, you know. I just say, don't step on my toes. That's all.
That's right. Don't tread on me.
I think you're going to have a wonderful time on Christmas Day. Oh, I just feel it. I wish I could be there.
We're going to try to
pull
off.
Yes, I wish you guys
too. It's going to be tough, but we're going to try.
We
got a big plan.
We expect a full report on Monday if you can swing it.
Or whatever day you desire. Whatever day you desire.
Okay.
You know, pretty soon this is going to turn to the Deborah, Jim, and Lisa show.
It might be the Lisa show. It might be the Lisa show. We're just the co-host.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
We're just the color people.
You're terrific. Just think of all the sadness you've been through, the dark days, and now look at you laughing, giggling.
Hey, you gotta laugh, good. Or you're gonna go nuts.
Yeah, you gotta get all those endorphins going.
You know, all those freaks that go out there and do these mass shootings, they just needed to go and laugh about some shit.
God, no kidding.
Yeah. You know,
just
God, let life go. It is what it is. All right, anyway.
Well, we love you, Kathleen.
I love you, too.
If you get a chance, we'll be here tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. I have to tell you,
uh-oh,
I have known people that have called into the show by sneaking into the bathroom at a party. And they were wherever they're at.
Must have been before my time.
Yes, it was. And they would, you know, it would be whispering, hey, this is Mary. I need help. That guy is in the other room.
That's going to piss a lot of people off if you're at a house party and you're in the bathroom on the phone. And everybody's drinking and needs to use the bathroom.
Do you know what bathrooms are used for at parties?
They have bedrooms. You can just... Bathroom, you need to go pee.
Bathrooms are one of the sexiest places at a party.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, everybody needs to go pee, but there's two people that can't use a bed, mind you. You got to bang on a toilet sink or something.
This is such a Neanderthal.
It's called realist, you know?
Oh, God. All right,
we got to rock.
We love you.
Thank you. Michelle, you guys take care. I love you both.
Oh, God, we will. Thank you.
All right, we're moving on. We're going to rock. We're going to roll. We're going to go to area code 917, which is in the city of, I think it's New York City, but definitely the state of New York.
Hello there and welcome.
Bring it on.
To our show. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Wow, I can't really follow that. That was quite a conversation. I was enjoying it, too.
Well, you know, it is what it is. Real quick, international shout-out to Sophia from Sweden. Well, who's in Sweden?
Hello. Hey, who's on the phone with us?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Bring us back.
We had very few callers, so we kind of just drifted with it.
Yeah, it took a while before you got on, and then we had another one that was going on and off. I don't know if they got a cell phone issue.
We generally are a little more serious and less spicy.
Hey, how's the weather right now?
Yeah, what are you having?
Horrible.
Is it what you
terrible.
Give us some description.
I don't know. I came home, and I was like, let me see how it was outside. And according to the weather local, the wind chill was zero.
Oh.
And I think the regular was like 14 or no, 10.
Is the rain and snow, you got no rain or snow right now?
Oh, no. The rain was last night, yesterday and into this morning, and it stopped around 12 or 1.
Yep.
And I had to go out then, so it had stopped, but it was starting to get cold, and it was very windy.
Yes.
Right. Yes, it was. I watched football. Yeah, the Jets were hosting the game, and it was nasty and wet and rainy, and I took the under for a bet, and I won because...
Oh, that's right. You did
win. The hell scoring a lot of points in that kind of crappy weather they had? Yes. All right, go ahead. Back to the meeting.
So, what time did you
watch? I came out of my appointment and a couple hours later, and it was much colder and windier and been getting worse.
We're going for the same thing. We got a big shift. We were probably close to 50, Thea, but it will be 14 tonight without the wind chill.
Mm.
So we have to drip our faucets.
Drip, because we don't have basements here
or
in Virginia,
insulation.
And they don't wrap the pipes in insulation typically, so we don't want them to freeze. All right, go ahead, Deb.
All right. What can we do for you,
my dear? Like,
okay. Well, this is Kit Kat, and
You ever call?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Although I never eat that stuff, but I like dark chocolate. Anyway, I was going to ask about my sister, but I would also like to know about Grace, who is my partner's daughter. So she's, you know, a would-be stepdaughter. And she had started this tradition, and she was proud of herself, a Christmas Eve tradition of having, you know, the family over. And she started it with me and Nick. And it was for a few years like that. It was really sweet and lovely. And then she expanded it and had the in-laws and her other parents. And then it was that for several years. And then after he passed, you know, she invited me and she said, you know, you're still part of the family and, you know, part of this tradition and you're always going to be here or something like that. And I thought that was sweet and I was touched. And then after that was the pandemic and on with that. And it's been kind of one excuse after another. I think every year she somehow has been sick. Well, the first year was everyone was afraid to do anything on the pandemic, so maybe she really didn't have anybody. But I think she may have had her close family.
Okay.
You know, her real parents and all. And I think last year, she was coming to see me a few days before Christmas and exchanged presents, and she had said nothing about Christmas Eve, but she never made it to see me. She suddenly got sick, and then that was the story. She was sick through the holiday. I don't believe any of it. And this year, I sent her, you know, a nice Christmas, happy holidays gift the other day, and, you know, how are you, and blah, 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 and happy holidays. And, oh, I love want to come see you if I can, but I'm so busy, and, you know, I was sick, you know, before, and now I think I'm getting it again. A few days before Christmas. So I'm thinking, really? So that's what I would like to know. What are you seeing? What are the cards here about? Is he lying to me? Have they just been doing it and not wanting to, you know, just tell me the truth?
You know, people are acting so strange these days, more estrangements than I've ever heard of before. I've got a couple of sons that won't speak to me, but the kicker is they won't tell me why. Yeah. And it's also like your Grace here, that's her name, right, Grace?
Grace,
playing her sick card, but it's kind of really sketchy. To be sick both times on Christmas? I mean, if she's making up where does she live, Kit Kat?
Long Island.
Okay, so she's still in the great state of New York, just not there in the city.
Yeah, it's like an hour and a half on the Long Island Railroad to get there.
Okay.
And then she, a drive.
What's her status? Is she with someone? Does she have a partner?
Married, yes.
Okay.
And it's a good marriage for her, so she's not kind of all over the place?
I think they're going through a rough patch.
I'm wondering. Sometimes when people go through rough patches, they get all funny on other people around them. What do you got?
And I don't think she wants to air her dirty laundry around you.
Right. And
okay, partly. That's a good part of it.
That's what I was wondering. Some people don't know how to communicate to other people that are close that they're having issues. And they get all funny.
Or they want everybody to think that life is perfect.
Oh, yeah, they want to lie and then don't break my little bubble.
I'm not seeing it as involving you at all. Not at all. It's just that, like I say, something's happening between the two of them. There seems to be a jealousy issue, which I think is on his part.
That's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm feeling like he went through her phone and
No, it doesn't surprise me.
People are not allowed any privacy anymore.
Yeah, I don't have the cards on this, but it doesn't surprise me the way we see people nowadays with all this snooping electronic stuff. It's like, there's no trust anymore.
No, well, you've got a singles bar flowing right through your house.
But if you're plan to be with that person like a partner forever and ever, you got to trust him.
Well,
if you don't trust him, you shouldn't be with him.
I think he went like this, okay, people? He went through her phone and she may have been talking.
Goof around, chit-chatting.
Talking. Whatever that, you know.
Well, I have something to add when you're done with that.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, no, go ahead.
Yeah.
A couple months ago, she and her brother came over briefly to help me with some, you know, electronics issues. And she seemed really weird, and she was rushing all over. And, you know, she had been uptown and then here, and then she got the brother, and then they came, and she was watching the clock, and I have to go. And it was very, very strange. And I think I heard that the husband was upstate with his visiting his elderly sick father. And she also had some makeup on, which I noticed was unusual. She's usually very plain and doesn't bother to wear makeup. And it was, that's like one of the few times I could count on my hand, you know, that I've seen her with makeup over the years. So I didn't say anything, but I was thinking, what is up with her? Is she cheating on him? Does she have a date now that she's rushing off to?
I didn't really want to step right into that briar patch right off the top. I wanted to first see,
a friend thing. I don't know. You know, maybe she was meeting with friends and it was more innocent. I don't know.
I think she's gone somewhere because there's miles around her. And Long Island, from where you live, is not like a long distance journey. But there is a journey here.
Yeah.
And but he has gotten wind of something. And I feel it usually starts with the phone or the computer, you know?
Yes, indeed. Imagine that. It's such the little, what do you call that? Just lies and deceit. And
the makeup to me is a clear indication.
Well, like she, especially since she knows the woman that well that she doesn't do that on
you know,
a regular
she's
basis.
You know,
going
to be deceitful. You can't deviate. She should have put the makeup on after she left Kit Kat.
Yeah, or maybe she just didn't care enough.
Maybe. I'm not seeing a lot of love there, Kit Kat. I think maybe they both may be going their separate ways.
Maybe they've been together so long that they don't know how to make it separate, so they just keep going along.
Yeah, they kind of do. Is
convenience and comfort.
Is it a long-term marriage that they have going on?
That's hard to say by now. I think it's at least 10 years.
That's a long time.
So
that
it
is
has been, that's been a while. Yeah.
Well, I just want you to know it's not about you, but you're a good excuse.
Okay.
You are a good excuse.
Yes. I'm not going to talk.
He might have said, hey, I'm going to go.
Is she having the rest of the family over because she's not embarrassed in front of them?
I don't know.
That's not coming out about? She's hosting an event?
She made a big deal that she was starting this tradition, and that's they did it together, but it was more her.
Okay. And so,
were you invited?
I was for several years. I went along with Nick. And then the first year after he passed, that I was. And she said to me, they still consider me part of the family, and I'm always going to be part of it. And then all of a sudden, it seemed to not happen. So I don't know if it really wasn't happening, or she just decided.
Well,
because
if there's trouble in the marriage.
Opinion.
Yeah, if there's trouble, and suspicious of her, this probably wouldn't be a good tradition.
Right. If there's they're worried about a lot of scuttlebutt and gossip out there, they're probably going to shut down bringing all these people in.
Yeah, and maybe there's been some performing, you know, that has gone on.
Maybe people haven't been as careful as they should have been in their wrongdoing.
Because he's on to something. Yeah, it's right here.
Right. And you don't want to all of a sudden have a nice big family get together and all these rumors come out and all of a sudden this big explosion of boom.
Yeah, and if they have a divorce, it's going to be messy. It's right here. They're going to fight tooth and nail with each other.
Everybody blaming the other person.
Yeah.
I did this. Well, you made me do this, that type of thing, right?
Well, he may not be an angel either.
I'm not saying that, right.
You know, he might be out doing his thing, but.
Absolutely. We don't know. I don't know. I don't have cards.
He doesn't strike me as the type as that way, but I don't know. I mean, he's very shy and, you know, I mean, she's the lively one. I always wondered what the connection was, but I thought maybe she liked him because he was shy and quiet and stable and as opposed to all the crazy bad boys she, you know, used to run around with.
Oh.
Maybe she misses the thrill and the bad boy.
That's what I always wondered.
I think you have hit it. I hit the nail on the head, Kit Kat. I think you nailed it.
I think she's found herself a wild man.
I think she's like, wow, you know, I thought I didn't like that stuff anymore, right? I don't like that stuff anymore. I need a quiet, conservative, shy person.
Well,
and then after 10 years, she's like, maybe I don't need that shit.
Especially if he makes a good living, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying, yep.
He provides.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
She probably was trying to better herself.
Mm-hmm.
And say, oh, I got to find a stable, normal person and quit this crazy stuff. And then 10 years later, she goes, I can't take it anymore. I need that crazy stuff.
Well, it's hard to get it out of your system.
It is, and everybody's different. It is what it is. You can't really judge on that.
I feel bad for good men because
yes.
they're boring to somebody who is dysfunctional.
That's the
and
thing.
And only gets her hair set on fire by somebody who doesn't treat her very well.
Yeah, that is
yeah.
the thing that we don't know about. This could be that case.
Yeah.
Where the guy is probably feeling pretty stung.
And I used to be like
no,
her
yeah,
way, you know, we're talking like 40 years ago. I would be like her, running around, chasing around. And I felt bad that you could give a lie to a nice guy and he wouldn't, I mean, he'd be like oblivious to it all. But this guy's caught her. He has caught her.
He's not 18 anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So you get wise no matter what, no matter how naive you are, you get wise, right?
Yeah, and I think she's lied. She's lied about where she's gone. So.
Yep, and I don't think they probably want to have these big family get-together because they're worried about all the little rumors out there that everybody knows.
Oh, right.
And
exactly.
then you put all that together in one room and you're talking about an explosion.
It's like dinner with a show.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
there'd be turkey flying, Christmas trees flying. Who knows what the hell is going to be flying? Cats and dogs. Good Lord.
All right. So what do you got there?
I have a rebel card. It says, believe what you see is the subject.
Ooh.
Face reality or live in la-la land. Choose bravely.
Oh.
So I think it's basically on the subject. If you were leaning one way or the other,
yeah.
I think it is what it is.
All I can believe.
Not you, basically.
I can stress to you, Kit Kat, it's not you. You're not a player in
and
any of that.
That's what that card just said, basically.
But it's like she's choosing something exciting and wild over her own, you know,
she's
close.
Probably been
never.
Bottled up for 10 years, and everybody better look out.
Yeah, and you know, a woman reaches an age where if she's never
well,
really...
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
She's, I think she just turned 40 or about to, so she, you know, not, to me, she's still young, and she works.
Yeah.
She's a very creative school teacher in an innovative school, so she really works a lot. And she's very, you know, outgoing and all that. So, and she's had friends. So, and I think throughout the marriage, she would just occasionally go out and hang with her friends. And he was never one to go to bars and clubs. So she would just do that. And supposedly he was fine with it. But I mean, you know, maybe it all escalated hanging out with her friends. And she just, you know, because she doesn't share that with her, it doesn't help. Maybe she met somebody not looking too, but, you know, things happen.
Yeah, it does happen. And you know what? 10
yeah.
years of probably, she was probably trying to make herself somebody she was not 10 years, having a nice, normal, calm, shy, conservative guy. And maybe just she can't take
anymore.
She's going nuts.
40 is bringing you into that premenopausal, you know, and it's like a midlife crisis.
Yeah, guys, people say we do, but we don't get that freaked out going from 39 to 40. Women, for some reason, when that number 4 freaks them the F out.
Well, the first thing I thought of, and I'm sorry to be so spicy, but it struck me like neon signs. She'd never had an orgasm with this guy, her husband. And
what?
Yes.
What?
Maybe
Wait a second.
What?
What is the never had an orgasm card here? I'd like to see it.
It would be the 7 of clubs.
The 7 of clubs? Wow.
It is a sex card, yeah. And
it's always a negative?
It's about gratification.
Okay.
Well,
there must have been another one with it then.
Let's face it. A lot of us women fake it. And a lot of men can't. I mean, there may be fakers out there, but she probably wants to feel like a real you know, exciting, wonderful woman who's satisfied.
Okay.
Yeah. And I can't fault her for that, but get separated before you're going to do that.
You got to keep them separated.
Is that a song?
That's the Offspring, man. We're going back to the 90s.
So, Kit Kat, this might be way more information than you wanted. But
Hey, we're glad you called in.
I love to get the nitty gritty and understand the situation. And I'm not offended. It's all interesting tonight.
It is. And we're glad that you called and we're on board with this. We like that.
And she may turn to you and confess.
Eventually.
Not confess, but it confide is the word I meant.
I'm here for her.
A lot of men, I mean, a lot of women will line up the rapport they're going to take the lead.
Yeah, both parties will line them up.
And men do too.
Typically. That's very common.
That by the time she...
It ain't right, but that's what people
do. She will not be jumping out to be on her own. Yeah, she'll go to another man.
Yeah, they don't want to get off the train. They just want to jump on another one. And that's both sexes.
Oh,
so my
God.
Not just one. They both like to
life,
do that.
The older I get, the stranger life gets.
You know, it's all true.
It is.
It's all true. All right. Well, thank you so much, Kit Kat.
Oh, Kit Kat, please try and have a great
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
We should call in more often, but we understand.
Yes.
Okay, I will.
Take care.
And happy holidays to you both.
Yeah.
Happy
holidays to you. All right. We've been drained.
I'll tell you what we've gone from.
Oh, go ahead. I have some international shout-outs. We already talked to Sophia, but we have Ranjipita Gala.
From?
New Zealand. Thank you. Every single person here, I don't get a chance. They're so busy. They all love your hair.
Oh, my goodness.
Male, female, iguanas, whoever's in here, they've all commented on your hair.
I have a hairstylist who loves to play with my hair. And she just does what she wants to do. And I love what she did. So, ladies, this is what 4 hours will get you. But thank you all.
It actually almost exactly was.
Yes, it was four hours.
It was damn near 4 hours to the frickin' frackin' spittin' spackin' monkey lickin' minute.
Yeah. So, you know,
okay, anyway.
That's one of the most sexualized places you'll ever visit is a salon with people, men and women are getting their hair cut and their, you know, pedicures and they're getting, whatever they need shaved.
I mean, Laura, immediately, the first thing she said when she came in, she was the first one in the room. Watch your hair, getting them.
Oh, I really appreciate that, everybody.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Sophia asked about the messenger. The door is open. See, now, I typed it, but sometimes they're not looking. I forgot to verbalize it. That's my fault. I should have done both simultaneously.
Bad Jim.
I feel shame.
As you should.
It was like, that's from old 70s, Slapshot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were asking this, like, the goalie that was trying to always from, like, French Canada or something. He's like, well, you know, then you get the penalty and you go in the box and you feel shame.
That's a dirty movie, isn't it? Kind of.
It's not dirty. That's vulgar.
Oh. Here we go.
There we go. There she is.
Miss Sophia.
All right.
Miss Sophia.
I heard that. Hello there.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Well, you certainly look like it, and it seems like it must be daytime there. Is it?
It's 2 a.m.
Oh, that's right. Okay. All right. Well, you're up late.
She is up late or early, depends how you look at it, but yeah.
The new moon energy, I'm always up for like hours.
Well, it's wonderful.
Some people are night owls.
I've read that the energy at 3 o'clock in the morning especially is that it's most creative.
Pure energy. Matter without form.
That's Jim. Sorry about that. So tell us, what brings you to the phone today to be here on my portal?
The portal.
Just to be in your presence. I love your
she
show.
She wants to be
so
in your
much.
Presence.
Oh, Julia. Sometimes I feel like we get a little too spicy, but we don't do it all the time.
There's a lot of other words that are synonymous with spicy, but yes.
Is there something in particular you'd like to know about?
It's your show.
Yes. I would like
awesome.
To get some insights on my business, my career.
Okay.
That's an awesome shirt.
It is beautiful.
Thank you, yes.
That is
holy crap, it's even nice. Wow, it goes all the way down. That is really awesome.
That is really nice. I wish all of you could see it.
Yep, you're lost. Or you guys lost. But, you know, she's in Facebook. You guys, you can ask her. Maybe she'll show you the shirt. That's up to you folks. Right now, it's just, we got it. We're not going to show it.
You could always take a selfie and post it on Facebook.
That's your call. Or they could just be envious.
How has your work been going? Pretty good? Not good?
Yes.
It's going well?
Good. That's good. Good is good. Imagine that. Good is good.
Yeah, I know you've told me before what you do. And can you please tell me again?
So I'm a spiritual body therapist.
That's right.
Spiritual what?
A spiritual body therapist.
Body.
So my foundation is in massage.
Ah, okay. There we go. I got you. I'm sorry. Okay.
Do healing and so on.
Oh, boy. I wish I had the means. I would come interview you, try out your services, and write up a great marketing article for you. It's something I used to do previously in my many lives. Oh, I'd love that if you could.
Many lives? What are you, a damn cat now? You got nine lives?
No, I just think that a lot of us live many lives at the same time.
No, I got you. Many, you have a lot of fires in the iron.
Yeah.
A lot of iron in the fire. Boy, did I screw that up, didn't I?
What'd you say? Many fires?
Many fires in the iron. Boy, wouldn't that be a freaking... That sounds like LSD
trip.
Okay,
for you, I am seeing expansion coming for you. 2023 is looking like a boomerang in terms of what everybody's gone through. It's like how you can only go so far out on the universe.
Yeah, we know that universe.
Where you actually start coming back. And that is what's going to happen. We are going to come back basically with an energized vengeance. Watch and see. You might even already start to feel the energy that's building out there. For you, I am seeing, do you have partners in your work?
Partner work, okay. That's a little worried
I collab with a lot of people.
Okay, well, I'm seeing you actually having, we'll say, partners / investors, because I can't really tell which way they'd go. But you are going to end up with an extremely thriving business that is going to evolve. Yeah, see, I'm excited for you too. It's going to evolve as time goes on. Where you are right now in terms of what you do, oh, you give this. I'm gonna go long and say 3 years, but I think it's way sooner than that. You are going to find like bliss in your work. People are gonna know you. They're gonna recognize you. And you're going global. If you haven't already, you will.
If you haven't already, that's the key.
Yeah, but I don't think you've reached that ultimate summit that you're going to achieve. Okay.
They usually don't come quickly, usually.
I think she's ready.
In 3 years, that's reasonable. To really get a great foundation into a pure success, that 3 years is not long.
And people need to understand something about three. Number one means unity, you know, one. Two means opposition, like yin-yang, male-female.
Oh, I got you. Okay, I was going to argue,
white.
But I got you.
I mean, it's opposition.
Roger that. I'm with you.
And from them, you give birth to number three, which is creation.
Okay.
And three is magical in this method because three means you are in the process of creating your own successful reality.
Like the birth of something new. But that's something you've always wanted.
And there actually is a card that indicates like pregnancy, pregnant circumstances. So that's like where you are. Look at her. She's grinning from ear to ear.
She's got the giggles.
This is your vibration is elevating to all of this good news. This is a great time to be manifesting. Dream your dreams. Put, you know, reach for that star. You might not reach the star, but you'll at least get the moon.
True that.
Okay.
There's two philosophies on that, like achieving goals that are too far. Some people say make them achievable. Another one's like, well, make it way out there.
Yes.
So when you come short, you still got a kick-ass goal.
Exactly. I agree.
Two philosophies on that. Yep, there are two on that.
So do you have a partner? Do you have a man or a woman?
Man, woman, child.
Men.
Oh, plural.
Yes.
She has
a man.
She has choices, which means choices. So that's good.
Choice.
Do you have?
There's nothing wrong with choices.
Do you have more than one?
I mean, she said men.
Men.
She knew men.
Like one guy. But you probably have many male admirers. Because you're really beautiful.
Oh, she did mean singular, my bad.
All right. Well, not really. I kind of went your way, too.
I got you.
I wanted to say, I think that this relationship is going to have serendipity all over it. And there's that number three. Two threes. So this is like supercharged. Hmm. And it's under a designation that means what you don't expect. So I think if this relationship hasn't moved to another level, I think it's going to.
And what do you think about the relationship? Is it good, bad, stagnant, or what?
Me?
Or is it right where you want it?
For her?
It's going. It's so much better than where we were before.
Okay, so it's moving in the right direction. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's receptive.
It's funny that you...
Yeah, go ahead.
Because as of like... this coming year, I'm going to be 37. And when you say 3 years, I'll be 40. So, Jim, 40 years. I'm not going to go screaming crazy.
Don't go nuts. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's just a number. Don't freak out. It's just a number.
Go in search of the elusive orgasm.
And guys do it, too. They go out and buy those Corvettes and shit when they're 60. It's a number. Don't freak out, guys and girls.
No, 40s.
It's a number.
40s is a great decade.
It actually is. And women kind of don't realize it till later. They go into it crying, a lot of them, like, oh, my God, I'm in my 40s. Like, that's actually, like, pretty good decade for your, like, the 30s. It really is still.
Yeah, it really is.
It really is.
40s are kind of like the new 30s.
It's like you could do the stuff you did in the 30s, but be a little smarter about it.
So we've got expansion coming in your work. You have some project ideas that I'm sensing. They're winners. They're going to be winners. I don't know if you could be in a better place for what you are offering and what you do, because you're going to get noticed.
So sounds like her path is in a good direction.
God,
it is now.
But I've told you before, you have beautiful cards.
Those are good.
You really do. If you've had adversity in the early parts of your life, those days are behind you. They really are. You've learned all your important lessons that we need to learn when times are hard.
That's the thing. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with doing stupid shit, screwing up and messing up your life. But if you learn from it and never do it again, then it was worth it.
It was worth it. School of life.
Yep. There's nothing wrong with that. Do not be ashamed.
All right. Let's go. We're here. You are. Rebel card.
All right. Let me put on me specs. All right. Subject is that project, that person, that idea is waiting. Get after that shit. The world has your back. So it's like if you got this big project thing, now is the time.
It is.
Don't wait anymore. Go for it.
Just keep telling yourself 2023 is my year. Just say that.
Because it has a three at the end.
Oh, and it has a three at the end.
Yes.
Touchdown. All right, never mind. That's 6 points. But anyway, yes.
All right. Well, honey, it's great to see you and talk to you.
Don't be a stranger.
We love having you.
I'm glad she hung with us forever to wait for this.
Thank you.
Thank you for waiting and being patient.
Yes, thank you. Have a lovely holiday.
Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
Bye-bye. Buffleman.
Oh, you guys make us feel so good, I tell you.
A lot of Facebook folks still watching. We got at least 5 people in here still viewing us. So we're going to go back to the phone call. A different one. We're going to Connecticut, 203.
You got two in a row. Imagine.
Hi.
No, we got
Hello. Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
How are you?
Good. I'm well. So I know I've asked you this before, but you know, I have this invention, and so they did a newspaper article about it, and, you know, it's, I don't think it's, like, widely published or anything, but I was just wondering, like, it is sort of moving along, and I am going to get the patent. I do have the patent, actually. And I was just wondering if I was going to, you know, get a company to make this thing and market it for me.
Okay, well, good. I don't think you should ask too many specifics.
All right.
So how long have you had this invention, I should say, where you put it out, up to the point where you had to get a patent pending or at least a patent? How long's it been?
Well, I just got the patent around Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay, so this is brand new. So, yeah, you can't expect everything to blow up right now, so, but that's a good question she wants to know.
Yes, yep. And I'm dying to know what it is, but
it's up to you.
We better keep it under.
We are not going to prove.
On the down low.
If you want to talk about it, it's up to you. And if you don't, we are comfortable with that, and we understand.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I'm protected. It's got a patent, so it's a cat rescue tunnel.
Oh, interesting. And you got a patent, and you said you had a local newspaper that did an article, yes?
Yeah, it just came out.
That's cool. Well, it just came out, and it's a holiday, so that's a good start, though. And she wants to know what's the future look like.
Okay.
Because this is a tough trail when you make a new thing.
And I got to tell you, be very careful with who you decide to do business with.
Oh, yeah, like the Shark Tank show.
Well, because there's, and this is the beauty of this method. I can tell you right now that if you choose poorly, as Jim often says.
He chose poorly.
Yes, from what movie? The
Indiana
Skull.
Indiana Jones.
Was it The Skull?
No, it wasn't The Skull. It was The Last Crusade.
Well, anyway, right now it's earmarked for disaster by picking the wrong company. So you've got to be very vigilant and make sure you vet them and, I mean, go over this company with a fine-tooth comb.
Oh, you can't do too much legwork. And good night to Laura from Canada.
Good night, Laura. Sweet.
Wish her a happy holidays. Maybe she's busy. Merry Christmas.
Well,
we don't
some
see
people
you again.
Actually sleep at night, you know.
When sick people travel, they go back. All right. Go back.
To
go
Michelle.
Back.
Yes. Michelle. You want to make sure about the longevity of this company because I see that they could go out of business.
It's terrible, isn't it?
And it's very abrupt. So watch what they're telling you. There's a young man here that I don't like the way he's looking.
Yeah, and do not do that. When they do that pressure, like use carsman sale, you got to buy this because I have another person waiting here. You better buy this. No, if they are not okay with you saying, you know what, I want to take a few days to do some legwork, then that's not the person for you.
Well, and he's looking on to his own, what do you call it, looking after his own.
Well, his own interests, his own financials. Yeah, I mean, he could be like, oh, I can ride this pony, take a lot of money, and just file bankruptcy in my company and then move on to another one.
Yes, so I want you to be careful. If it sounds too good to be true, what's the old saying?
It usually
is.
Yes. And if somebody can't wait for you to get back to them, that person you should never deal business with, ever.
No.
Ever.
We can flip the coin, and over here under Sure to Come True, which everybody knows I absolutely love.
How
that
can you not love that?
I know, but there's often bad things
but
there.
But still, you want to, if it's sure to come true, and I know if something really is bad there, I want to know.
You
want to
know what's coming so you can avoid it.
Yes.
A lot of times it's been, it called? Theft. Personal
potential theft or potential accident. Yeah. Maybe
identity
tripping or falling
theft.
Down the stairs.
Yeah. For you, though, this is the golden ticket. You want to wait
Wonka.
For this guy to come along. This man is going to make you the best offer. It's reasonable. It's secure. He knows what he's doing. And I don't want you to feel like, oh, my God, how am I going to know him? How do I chase after this future?
Right.
Don't. It's going to come to you. Go to the convention you're going to and just be information gathering.
Right.
That's what I
make no commitments.
Yeah.
And, you know, the ones that are really legit and are really successful, they will already know your fears. And they'll say, all right, you probably think I'm a scammer, and here's references and things you can better business bureau. They'll make you feel good if they're legit.
And I really think he's going to be very fond of you. This is somebody that I think is instrumental to your future.
Awesome.
Where you can do more business together and, you know, possibly know each other personally.
And that's the thing. Sometimes they don't necessarily really get into that first thing you invented, that patent, but they're like, you know what? I think she can do better.
Exactly.
I'm going to pull her under my wing because that's pretty good for a first patent. I think it's
an awesome idea. And
yeah, they might be like, you know what? I think she can way better that. Yep.
So I want you to take all this advice to heart.
Sure.
And just like we said, gather information.
It never hurts to be too cautious.
You have to. This is your baby.
So you get those shysters that say, oh, you've got about 5 seconds and I'm walking. It's like, well, then you walk because that's bullshit.
Yeah, don't let the door
hit
you in
the ass. That is bull crap if they pull that on you. Yep.
Yeah, no fast talkers.
Well, I don't exactly know. I don't exactly know how I'm going to, you know, find somebody either. I mean, I've been trying to talk to a large company, but, you know, things are slow going. I just didn't know if anything was going to happen with them or not.
There are websites out there for people to put their inventions and new patents on. Now, you got to be careful on that, too, because you open up the door.
Would Shark Tank be interested?
That's an example. Shark Tank is a great one.
I don't think so. I don't think so because they usually have people who have already made a significant amount of money. I'm not manufacturing this. I need somebody who just wants to license the patent, you know, license the idea and go off and make it and distribute it and do all the work.
Yeah.
I mean,
maybe by pet finders and other organizations that work with pets that they could endorse it and put you in the right direction.
You're probably going to have to just feel this out since, like, you haven't got to that point yet because you're not at the Shark Tank point yet, but you have something, you have a patent, so you're protected. You are protected with a patent. So you might have to just go out there. It's probably going to take a while, I'm guessing.
It could be faster than she thinks.
But I'm just saying, it's just, don't be impatient is all I'm saying.
And desperate. Do not
grab somebody. And just, you know, the internet is full of research. You can just do research and research on how people in your same situation can take the next step.
Yeah! There you go.
We'll see what happens.
You got a rebel card reading before you go, and I'm not...
Don't
talk to anyone. Don't look at anyone. You need some effing time alone, and you know why. So maybe it's not ready yet.
Maybe this is something cryptic about your life.
Or it could be something about nothing that you asked about, or it could be... You need to do more research on this before you put it out there.
So it will make its message known to you as time goes on. There it is.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Michelle. Please have a wonderful Christmas.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you, too.
Take care. Bye-bye.
And I think we're going to go and take the next one to the finish line. And we're staying in the state of Connecticut.
Oh, here we go.
And I believe it is.
Pat and Champ.
Definitely last, but definitely not least. And you're going to take us to the finish line.
Well, hello there, Pat. How are you?
Yeah, tell us what's going on.
Do you have snow?
I didn't think your hair could be more, or you could be more beautiful. Your hair is just fantastic.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what? You know, it's pretty good when heterosexual males comment on how good her hair is.
What does that mean?
It means like your typical guy is looking below the hairline. That's all I'm saying. I just threw that out
there. Pat, thank you.
I just threw that out there.
Thank you. I have a hairdresser who's kind of like my age, but this woman she's magnificent.
She's like a, what do you call her? Like a Michelangelo.
She's an artist.
Picasso a little bit, not too much. You don't want a nose on the side of your head or like Picasso.
So thank you. That means a lot to me. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Oh,
and now
And it's a lot of fun. It's cool and a lot of fun and done really well.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Well, what would you like to ask us tonight?
Yeah, what are we going to work on tonight?
Or talk about, or what do you feel about?
You know, I'm still spinning in difficult times with the holidays and everything, you know.
Sure.
Went to a cool chiropractor today, one I really like, and to see if my rib was broken. I don't think it is, but, you know, from the sledding. Anyway,
yes, right.
You want to do general? Can you do general or?
Take a look.
Sure. Oh, and I am a man of many rib injuries.
Oh, you are, right?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, every one of them except the latest one I had was because of sports. I always play hockey, football, you know, and they hurt. They hurt like you know, if you sneeze or if you laugh, it hurts. You know, it hurts.
Yeah. I tripped over my dog one night and ended up in the emergency room the next day. And I can't tell you how many people interviewed me because I had two broken ribs.
Well, yeah, you're a female that came in.
They would put me in a different room and say, all right, now, Miss Kettner, would you please tell us what happened? I tripped over my dog. Are you sure there isn't it? It was like my husband was a wife beater.
Yeah. They see them all the time in the emergency rooms. That's why.
And it's probably a very typical injury.
In my younger days, I wanted to keep playing sports.
Sure.
So I would give myself a few days and I would just wrap, get that ace bandage tape and just wrap that whole area around the rib tight. Because you keep it from not moving, you can do a lot more stuff. But
right.
Okay. For you, Pat, I'm looking into the new year. I thought, let's see how much happens.
I'm just, I'm just so discouraged. Just, you know.
Yep, we understand. Yeah.
But your state of mind is better than the last time that I was looking at your cards. And one thing I want to say, the new year really needs for you to find something to look forward to. Maybe an upcoming event. Or some kind of class.
Or something that you haven't even thought about yet.
Yeah. And also, let's see what else we got here. You're still going to have bouts of these depression-type moments. But you know what they say? A setback is a sign of progress. Because you can't really have a setback. I mean, how do you explain this?
It's like you can't have a setback if you already weren't on a journey.
Mm-hmm.
If you're stuck in quicksand or you're just sitting on your ass, you didn't have a setback because you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, you didn't get out.
So you're already going forward when you had a setback.
Right.
But it's like a step back doesn't mean like 100 steps back.
The mechanic is in your cards. Don't let him harass you or anything. I mean, he's madder than a hornet about you.
He's probably pissed because he didn't win.
Yeah. And they lied.
You know, they're absolutely unbelievable. Somebody said that he's going to pay. He is going to pay. And I was wondering, is he going to pay because now I'm going to go to the sheriff, or is he just going to change his mind? If he's done that, I guess.
No, it's under duress. He has to pay, or you're going to take this case further. And he likely knows that, didn't you? Haven't you spoke? Somehow I feel he knows that.
He hasn't paid yet, right?
No.
Then I, without the cards, probably he's not going to pay until something officially happens.
The trouble is, you have to pay for that.
You do.
And for the service.
You do, but I thought that they add that on to their.
I don't know if they do, Pat. Virginia is a commonwealth. We're different.
I make so little money, I can do a waiver. I'm just tired of filling out all these forms
and it's a pain in the ass. You have to go down to some courthouse or some office. It's a pain in the ass.
Think of this as teaching him a lesson.
Yeah, you know, and you deserve it. And he deserves to get a kick in the nuts, so to speak.
Yeah.
Think of it also. He's going to get stung by this because he doesn't want to pay it, but you're preventing him possibly from doing this to another
lovely
lady.
Say, you know what? You know what? Of all the people, I never thought this person would do that, so I probably got to assume they're all going to do this to me when I try to screw them over.
And that's a good thing. Okay, so I wanted
to
mention
go back to
the year, you are going to find some really fun, and they're fun projects or work to do.
Okay.
But it's something very fun that you will greatly enjoy. And also I'm picking up, you should find an easy diversion. For me, here, I'll tell you mine. And Jim, I just filled him in the other night. I'll get an idea in mind. Like the other night I was interested in the whole story about the ship Titanic. Now, we've all seen the movie, but I wanted to read the real story, see the real pictures. And I fascinated myself for like 3 hours. Another time, what was the thing I was telling you stuff on that I will look up? I was studying Winston Churchill. I mean, it's just something that comes in my mind. And I will just start to read everything I can find on that particular subject. So if something comes into your mind and it interests you, go on there and Google it. And you'll find yourself going from one article to another, bunch of pictures.
Yeah.
And that really is a good diversion. Maybe you have another, something else you do, like your painting.
Yeah, I really do.
Oh, that is what you do. Those are pretty awesome.
Thank you.
Those are amazing. We saw that. They're incredible.
My
hairdresser's
mother, I believe, was from Connecticut. Her mother has...
Oh, really?
Yes. Her mother was a fabulous self-taught painter. And she even has pictures in different museums of different things. I can't even repeat some of the names of the thing, the structures, the buildings that she has painted. But she was able to sell this work. She went to what do they call them? Swap meets, flea markets.
Well, they have a little, like a lot of times local cities will have little, I don't know what you call them, little things where people can bring their stuff and just show up. And
art fairs are kind of expensive.
Kind of like that, but sometimes the outdoor city ones, they just have them, you know, just have to get permission. They don't even charge some of those ones that are outdoors in the parks
and
in
look
the summer.
And listen, this mother was commissioned, and this will be to do a variety of work. I found that out today talking to my hairdresser.
Someday get her name. I'll look her up.
Oh, I'll get it from her. I'll text her tonight.
Okay.
Woman, they were pretty broke. This girl's father.
Really?
Yeah, the father was in World War II in the Navy, and they spent a lot of time at home. And he came back with some kind of brain injury from a Navy, which could have been what are those things they drop, those charges, depth charges and things.
But you didn't say he was in the sub.
Yeah, well, I believe that's what she
said. Oh, I didn't hear that. Well, okay.
But he turned into an absolutely fantastic gardener after he got out of the Navy. I'll get her name, but you know what? I think you have the inspiration and motivation.
Can I ask you one more question?
Sure, go ahead.
Sure.
Since you brought, and honestly, I don't know what's wrong with me that I'm not painting. It's like, what is wrong with you? But since you brought up mechanics, supposedly I'm going tomorrow to this, you know, like an AutoZone store. This guy said he would help me fix my window. So, I mean, he's just an angel. I think I brought him up to you again. Is it going to work tomorrow? And it working? He's canceled a couple of times.
I think so. His heart is in the right place, and I do think so.
Well, and the folks at like AutoZone and Advance and stuff like that, they work for them. They're not there to shite anybody. They will gain nothing from no matter what happens. So,
but they do advertise that they will.
They try to help you with a lot of stuff, and those guys aren't like the other dude. If they can, they can. If they can't, they can't. She asked, do you think he will be able to figure it out?
I say yes.
Even if he can't fix it, maybe he'll figure out the problem, which is another good thing.
He already figured out the problem. I need a new motor for my window. I figured, you know, for winter, I better do it.
But the other thing is, yeah, I just want to know if he's going to come through tomorrow. And, he, you know, he's probably going to say, I don't need to pay him. But
oh,
of
he
course
is.
I'm going to pay.
He's going to tell you, no, no, ma'am, this is like on the house.
Well, let's see, because I've changed. I had a car where I've changed the window motor a couple times. And I did not
Why is he doing that?
Why
is he doing that? And how much, I don't know how much I should pay him. You know, I'm going to insist on paying him. Of course, I don't have anything, but should I give him like 50 or 100?
No, I think if he, well, it depends. First of all, if he does it, I would think if he's working on the clock, it's got to be less than an hour he would get in trouble.
Yeah.
He's not working on the clock. His wife or partner is the manager there. They're just adorable couple, and they've decided to help me, so they're helping me on the side.
I think $50 an hour is
more than adequate.
Well, that's no, they're all they make more than that, but $50 an hour, he doesn't have to claim that on his W-2 and taxes and stuff. He'd be happy with $50
yeah.
bucks an hour.
Yeah, you sure?
I am sure.
Okay, because I don't want
to. Sure. I was a guy.
Yeah.
And I was helping somebody out, and I didn't want money, and they gave me $50 for 1 hour of work, I would still be happy. And I don't have to put
okay.
that on my W-2 and claim that on my taxes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
And it's a win-win. He did something nice for you, and you gave him $50, and, you know, he's got a wife. They're like, hey, we got $50. That was cool.
Thank you.
Maybe he's done this a lot, so he's like, oh, I can do that in 20 minutes, you know, that type of deal.
Well, what do we have for a...
Oh, yes. Anyway, your rebel card. It says you need a big effing hug.
Yes, you do.
And here's
you're
our
right.
squeeze. We're giving you a big hug. It says squeeze.
Yep, you got a nice big virtual hug.
And
thank
every time you call, it's not you. It's you and who?
Chance.
Me and Chance.
So, anytime I would call, and if I had any kind of little furry buddy with me, I would feel blessed with that enough.
Oh,
you're right.
Yeah.
I do. There are children. You know what? We've all had children, maybe, or not all of us, but there are children. And you know, they may get over a year old, but they're still the children for the rest of their lives.
For life.
For
That's
life. They're
right.
toddlers forever.
Yeah, your son
That's
is
right.
baby. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And guess what, Pat?
Yes, you have taken us to the finish line.
We love you, too.
And thank you so much. I think you helped a lot, and I think you got disconnected a lot. We really appreciate you staying with
thank
us.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. By the way, I have been itching my nose all evening. Do you know the saying about that?
If you itch your nose, smell a bug.
I'm sorry, Pat.
What was your? What did you think?
Gossiping?
No,
oh,
I've heard back in my family, it means... If your nose itches, you're going to kiss a fool. So
kiss a fool?
Yeah, kiss a fool.
Gibbs better run and hide. She's going to try to kiss you.
You're right. I remember that now.
Yes, remember.
I don't. And Sophia is giving us lots of
sayonara.
Sophia.
Yes.
Yep.
Got
to
go night-night. It's late.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And Chance,
we love you, too.
The dynamic duo.
Yes.
Yeah, he's listening. Okay, guys, thanks so much. God bless.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for holding and taking us to
bye
the
bye.
Finish line.
And all of you. I guess we're going to
This show is over, say goodbye.
If you're around, we'll be
on here.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
That's right. So take care. Bye-bye, blog talkers.